Leave your things. They are anchors to a dock, and we are meant for the seas.
Welcome to Opportuno, episode 55, Django's Journey of Giving. Please join us as we embark on Django's transformative odyssey from material clutter to the riches of human connection. This fictional story is intended to mirror a true-to-life tale illustrating how acts of kindness can improve the world. Witness a life redefined by the art of giving and the joy of shared experiences. Django's Journey of Giving is a tale that will inspire you to find treasure in togetherness and adventure. Now, on with the story, Django's Journey of Giving.
Django's Journey of Giving. In a village where the hills rolled like waves in a gentle sea, Django lived among his many possessions. His house was filled to the brim with all sorts of things: shiny trinkets, books he never read, and clothes still with price tags. Yet for all he had, Django felt an emptiness, a silent echo within him that things could not silence. One day, Django met Anton, a traveler whose eyes held stories of lands Django had only heard of in tales. Anton had walked on paths unseen and heard the songs of the earth in languages forgotten from all over the world.
"Join me,"
Anton said, his voice carrying the weight of a wise traveler.
"Leave your things. They are anchors to a dock, and we are meant for the seas."
Django was not sure of how to respond. He was a collector of things, not experiences. Yet the spark in Anton's eyes was captivating. It spoke of adventures and sights that Django's things could never show him. With a courage he didn't know he had, Django packed his backpack. Just the essentials: a change of clothes, a journal to write his thoughts, and a picture of the hills he called home. Stepping out of his door, Django felt a weight lift off his shoulders. The world was wide, and he was no longer caged. Anton showed Django that the world was a book, and every person they met was a story. They shared meals with strangers who became friends and listened to the laughter of children that rang clearer than any bell in Django's house.
"Life,"
Anton would say,
"is about the stories we gather, not the things we store."
As they traveled, Django learned the art of giving. He gave his time, his ear, and on cold nights, his blanket. And in return, he received gifts more precious than anything he had owned: a flower from an old lady, a song from a man with a guitar, and a smooth stone from a laughing child. With each step, Django's bag grew lighter, but his heart grew full. Trekking through deserts, villages, jungles, mountains, forests, plains, coastal regions, urban cities, grasslands, tundra, and sailing the seas alongside Anton, he marveled at the vastness of the world. Once, Anton and Django were sailing on an old brigantine, a type of sailing vessel commonly used in the 17th and 18th centuries. Known for their speed and maneuverability, brigantines were favored by pirates and later as merchant vessels. As Anton and Django stood on the upper deck at the bow of the ship, looking forward in the direction they were sailing, Anton turned to Django and said,
"Django, look all around you. There's nothing but ocean as far as the eye can see. There's nothing visible from your past, only your memories. From now on, you'll be creating new, good memories in places you've never been and have never seen, which will eventually overshadow the bad memories from your past. As you consistently travel, never staying in one place longer than your desire to move on, you'll experience and become addicted to the freshness of life that true nomads know as relocation therapy. Just as this sailing ship is known for its speed and maneuverability, Consider your body and your mind as your vessel, designed for maximum speed and maneuverability, with the ability to chart and navigate your travels all over the world. You can travel anywhere you wish, with little or no currency, using your body and mind. The entire world is now your home, with a world of friends to share life with. The more you embrace simple travel, without owning a transportation device, such as a vehicle, aircraft, or boat, the more you'll appreciate the practicality of carrying only what fits in your backpack. As a result, money will become less valuable to you, as you have no need for a permanent home or to own a mode of transportation. As you travel, kindness will be the best currency, a currency you can choose to have with you at all times, everywhere you go.
Django understood. Life wasn't about selfish accumulation. It was about leaving footprints of goodness. He had been rich in things, but poor in the things that mattered most, like love, kindness, and meaningful connections. Now he was rich in ways he had never imagined. He wanted to be like Anton, to spread warmth, laughter, and hope wherever he went. And so Django continued his journey. He shared stories around campfires, mended torn clothes for strangers, and planted seeds of kindness. His backpack held memories of laughter, shared meals, and twinkling eyes. The journey changed Django. He no longer sought things but moments. He no longer collected but connected. He found joy in the sunrise, music in the wind, and stories in the eyes of those he met. And so, if you ever meet a traveler with a backpack and stories to tell, think of Django. He learned that the best things in life aren't things at all. They are the moments we share, the kindness we spread, and the lives we touch. This concludes the tale of how Django left a house of things for a world of stories. And in his story, we find an enduring truth, that giving is the greatest adventure of all. And by giving, we find the true meaning of wealth. May we learn, as Anton said to Django, that
true wealth is measured not by what we accumulate, but by the richness of our experiences and the generosity we share with others.
The end.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening. Please visit opportuno.org. Thank you.